Welcome to 30 Minutes Towards Victory. Hi, I'm Greg Marcus. I'm the pastor of Imperial Valley Christian Center. This is the TV program, the TV ministry of Imperial Valley Christian Center, 30 Minutes Towards Victory. We call it that because our purpose with this program, our purpose in Imperial Valley Christian Center, is to help you move in the direction of experiencing the victory in life that God wants you to have. God wants it to go well with you in life. God wants it to go well with you in life. God wants it to go well with you in life. God is not against you. God is not the problem. God is not the enemy. I don't care what religious tradition says. The Bible says, the Bible teaches that God is for us. He is on our side. He is for us. He wants to help us. He wants it to go well with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not as spiritual as some Christians think they are. You know, they think they're so spiritual. Oh, all I care about is heaven, Greg. All I care about is heaven, Greg. Well, God cares more about heaven. That's why He created the earth. He didn't just create the heavens, and He created the earth and all that is in them. And He said, it is good. God's concerned about your life right here and now, not just on the other side over there, by and by when we all make it over. God wants you to have a good life. He wants it to go well. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. He wants you to have a good family life right here and now in this lifetime. That's what we're all about. At 30 Minutes Towards Victory, that's what we're all about at Imperial Valley Christian Center. Okay, right now we've been on the subject for quite a while of what is the purpose of Christianity. You know, Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus went about healing people. Jesus gathered disciples unto Himself. He taught, trained those disciples. And then He died on the cross, He rose from the dead, He ascended to the right hand of the Father. Those are the facts of Christianity. But why did He do all that stuff? Why did God send His Son? Why did Jesus come? Why did He die on the cross? What is the purpose of Christianity? And what I showed you first off was that we can see the purpose of Christianity through Jesus's preaching, through the message which Jesus preached. Most 99.99% of Christians have no idea what the message that Jesus preached was. They know a lot of religion. They may know a lot of doctrine. They may know a lot of things, but they have no idea what the message that Jesus preached was. And so as a result, what Jesus said, the messages that He preached, the messages that He taught, have no impact on Christianity. And we saw from looking at the Bible, we saw over months and months and months, I showed you that the message that Jesus preached was the kingdom of God. That's what He said. That's what the Bible says. The Bible, in fact, says that Jesus came preaching and He said, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Himself said that He was sent specifically to preach the good news of the kingdom of God. And so what I wanted you to see from that was that the purpose of Christianity is wrapped up in that idea and that thing that Jesus preached and taught about, and that thing that was the core, the center of Jesus' ministry, which was the kingdom of God. The purpose of Christianity is wrapped up in the kingdom of God. And then we began to discuss what the kingdom of God was. And after many months of looking at it, we saw this. We saw that the kingdom of God is where God's will is done upon the earth. When Jesus would heal people, He would say to them, the kingdom of God is here. When Jesus cast demons out, He would say, the kingdom of God has come unto you. When He sent His disciples out to preach, He told them, heal the sick and tell them, the kingdom of God has come unto you. When the kingdom of, what is the kingdom of God? It's where things are on the earth the way God wills them to be. Where things are on the earth in accordance with God's will. Or I like to put it this way, the kingdom of God is where everything is the way God wants it to be, the way He created it to be from the very beginning. The kingdom of God is where people experience, when you're in the kingdom of God, you're experiencing life the way God intended life to be from the very beginning. Hallelujah. 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 That's the message that Jesus preached. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, most Christians believe that that will arrive. Someday that'll come, Greg. You're right. Someday that'll come. That'll come, Greg. Someday. But Jesus didn't preach about someday. He said the time is fulfilled. He said the kingdom of God is here now. It's at hand. It's here. And then the second I started to show it to you, the purpose of Christianity. What's the purpose? I showed it to you from a second way based on what the Bible says was the result of Jesus dying on the cross and being raised from the dead. Jesus came to become king of the earth. Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead to become king over all the earth. So after he had risen from the dead, he appears to his disciples and he says to them, "All power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me." All power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. So that the Apostle Paul says about Jesus, he says that when God raised him from the dead, he seated him at his right hand, far above all principality and power and name that is named, both in this world and that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet. In other words, he made him the king over everything. He made him the king over all. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus rose from the dead so he could become king of the earth. And we had seen earlier that before Jesus came, Satan was the king of the earth. Satan was king of the earth. So now Jesus has deposed Satan. He's removed Satan from kingship of the earth. And now Jesus is king over the earth. And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. What is the purpose of Christianity?
What's it supposed to be doing?
What is the purpose of it? Is it just all about psychological counseling? Is it all about, I don't have any problem with psychological counseling. I'm wonderful. You know, it's like vitamins. I don't have any problem with vitamins. But they don't have anything to do with Christianity. Psychological counseling has nothing to do with Christianity. I mean, it's wonderful. It may be a good thing. It may help people. But that's not the purpose of Christianity. Can you see that? Here we'll see the purpose of Christianity. Verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down. In other words, he'll have conquered all rule and all authority and power. Verse 25, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Jesus is reigning now. He's the king. Now he's in the process of reigning in the earth. Most Christians kind of think he's just kicking back, waiting to reign. Someday he'll start reigning, Greg. You're right. Someday he'll start reigning. He'll put all those bad guys under his feet. But right now he's just kicking back. He's not doing a thing. He's kicking back on his Barco lounger, sipping on his mint julep, flipping through the channels on his heavenly, you know, widescreen TV. Someday he's going to, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all, he's reigning now. Jesus is reigning now. He's reigning now. He is in the process of putting down, of conquering all rule, all authority and power. He is in the process of putting all enemies under his feet. Hallelujah. So that people can live instead of the kingdom of Satan, they can live in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I mentioned last week that even though Satan has been deposed, that he wants to hold on to his kingship. He wants to hold on to his reign. Just like those guys who were running Iraq, you know, they were defeated. Their government was kicked out. But they're still fighting back. They want to get their power back. They're trying to figure out some way to get their power back. They haven't just given up. Well, it's like that with Satan. You know, he's been defeated. He's been dethroned. Jesus is the legitimate king of the world. But he's fighting back and he wants to keep holding on to people, to maintain them under his lordship, to stay the king over people's lives. And where Satan is the king over people's lives, sickness and disease reigns. Where Satan is the king over people's lives, poverty and lack reigns. Where Satan is the king over people's lives, family destruction reigns. Where Satan is the king over people's lives, hate reigns. Where Satan is the king over people's lives, racism reigns. Where Satan is the king over people's lives, depression and oppression and discouragement reign. Hallelujah. 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 But Jesus has come. the great king. Jesus has come, the great king, and he's putting all enemies under his feet. Okay, now, what's the purpose of Christianity? Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. He said the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is here. Jesus came to become king, to take the kingship away from Satan and reign upon the earth, to become king over all the earth. Hallelujah. Well, some people say, yeah, Greg, but you know, it don't look like he's reigning. You say he's reigning, but he's not putting down poverty. He's not putting down sickness and disease. He's not putting down family destruction. Satan is having, like some people say, high carnival. Satan has free reign upon the earth. Satan is going about destroying people's lives. So obviously Jesus ain't reigning upon the earth. Can you see that there's a process of reigning? For he must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet. For then cometh the end when he shall have put down, when he shall have conquered all rule. Can you see there's a process to that? Now here's the next thing I need you to see. Jesus rules and reigns through the church. Jesus reigns on the earth through the church, his body, us Christians. Jesus reigns on the earth through the church, his body, us Christians. Jesus reigns on the earth through the church, his body, the Christians. Jesus reigns on the earth through the church, which is his body, which is what we call Christians. Jesus reigns on the earth. So now if you say to me, I'm going to show you that he reigns on the earth through the church in a second, based on the Bible, based on what the Bible says, not based on what I know, it's not based on what you heard. You thought you heard somebody say, it's not based on your religious tradition, not based on your denominational doctrine, not based on your theological speculation, but just based on what God's word says. I'm going to show you that Jesus rules and reigns on the earth through the church. He puts those people, those enemies down through the church, his body, the Christians. Jesus conquers all rule, all authority and power through the Christians. Jesus reigns. He puts the enemies under his feet through the Christians, the church, his body. I'm going to show you that in a second. But before I get to that, let me say, you say, oh no, well, no, Satan is ruling and reigning on the earth, Greg. Sickness and disease is ruling and reigning on the earth. Poverty and lack is ruling and reigning on the earth. Family destruction is ruling and reigning on the earth. Racism is ruling and reigning on the earth. Hatred is ruling and reigning on the earth. Hallelujah. Well, listen to me. If it's ruling and reigning on the earth, it's because the church ain't doing its job. Because Jesus reigns through the church, his body, the Christians. Jesus, if sickness and disease is reigning on the earth, it's because the church, his body, the Christians, are not doing their job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what a surprise. They don't even know they have a job. They don't even know they're supposed to be ruling and reigning. They don't even know they're supposed to be dominating Satan instead of Satan dominating them. They don't even know that they have authority over Satan. They don't even know the church does not even have a clue that Jesus has given to his body, the Christians, the church, the authority to rule and reign on the earth, to put down those principalities and power, to put all enemies under Jesus' feet. Can you see that? Hallelujah. They don't even know that. So how would you expect them to rule and reign? They're so busy with their religious malarkey. They're so busy with their religious mumbo jumbo. They're so busy with their religious organization. They're so busy building religious empires. They're so busy building religious things. They're so busy doing religious things. They have no time for the Word of God. They have no time for the Bible. They have no time to study, to hear God's Word. And as a result, what? They don't know anything about it. And as a result, what? They don't know they have authority. They don't know they're supposed to be ruling and reigning on the earth. And as a result, what? Satan is not only ruling and reigning on the earth, he's ruling and reigning in the lives of Christians. Hallelujah. 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 Where sicknesses and diseases Satan is ruling and reigning there. Where poverty and lack is, Satan is ruling and reigning there. Where racism is, you know, there's a lot of religious people here in the Imperial Valley, and a lot of them are racist bigots. Hallelujah. I could tell you stories, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. I wouldn't want to humiliate anybody. I wouldn't want to shame anybody. Just like, you know, I wouldn't want to be humiliated. I wouldn't want anybody picking on all the things I've missed. But, you know, there's a lot of religious people in the Imperial Valley that are religious bigots, that are racists. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who feel it is their obligation in life to take care of those poor little brown people. Yeah, we got to take care of them poor little brown people. We got to take care of those poor little brown folk. Hallelujah. Calling themselves Christian. Listen to me. Where racism is ruling and reigning, Satan is ruling and reigning. Where sickness and disease is ruling and reigning, Satan is ruling and reigning. Where poverty and lack is ruling and reigning, Satan is ruling and reigning. Where family destruction is ruling and reigning, Satan is ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. Why? Because the church is ignorant. The church is ignorant of, they're not reigning. They're not taking the authority that they're supposed to take. Hallelujah. They don't take the authority in their own life, much less in the lives of others. They do not take the authority. Satan comes to their house with some horrible sickness and disease. He delivers it in a beautiful $100,000 package. Hallelujah. And they say, oh my God, look what God sent us. God sent us this cancer. Well, how convenient for you. How could Jesus went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil? The people Jesus healed were oppressed of the devil. But you, Christian, your sickness and disease is oppression from God. Well, how convenient for you. That sure lets you off the hook, doesn't it? That sure lets you continue your religious mumbo jumbo, your religious malarkey, instead of following after the truth of God's word. Lets you off the hook, don't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, where sickness and disease is, Satan is reigning there, not God. God is not reigning there. When God is reigning, sickness and disease is not there. Hallelujah. When the kingdom of God is there, sickness and disease is not there. Life is there. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, so now I want to show you that Jesus rules and reigns through the church. Jesus rules and reigns through the church. Jesus rules and reigns through the church. Let's turn over to hallelujah. Let's start at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Jesus rules and reigns through the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, what we call Christians. Jesus rules and reigns through the church, his body, Christians. Matthew chapter 28, this is scripture we looked at before, but now I want you to see something slightly different from it. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, this is Jesus speaking after he has risen from the dead, and he says this, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto me in heaven. He appears to his disciples after he has risen from the dead, and he says to them, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. And most Christians look at that and say, well, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that why? Great for you, good for you, Jesus. Woo, I know someday you're going to use all that power and all that authority in heaven and in earth to do some good things. Oh, it's just, I just can't wait for that day when you actually start using that power and authority. Oh, it'll be a good day then. But look what he says next. He says, all power and authority, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It's literally authority. That's why I keep saying authority. But that word power is literally authority. He's the king. He's the official king. But there's still powers opposing him. That's why he must reign until I put them all under his feet. Can you see that? He says, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Immediately the next thing he says is, go ye therefore. In other words, he's commissioning them. He's commissioning the Christians. He's authorizing the Christians. He's telling the Christians, man, I've conquered. I've become king. Now you go. Make disciples of all nations. Go to all the world. Tell them this wonderful news that the kingdom of God is here. They can enter into the kingdom of God and they can leave the kingdom. Satan can no longer reign in their lives if they'll enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Turn over to Mark chapter 16. Jesus rules and reigns on the earth through the Christians. That's who's supposed to be. He's supposed to be ruling and reigning through his body, the church. Hallelujah. Look here in Mark chapter 16 and starting in verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who's supposed to be doing that? Jesus, super saints, you know, apostles, evangelists, great men of the past, great Christian saints of long ago. Is that no? And these signs shall follow them that believe. 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 These signs shall follow them that believe. Can you see that these signs that he lists here are things where you're reigning over Satan? Where the church, these believers, them that believe are in effect reigning over Satan? They're ruling, they're exercising authority over him. Look at, and these they in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Can you see that they're reigning, that them that believe are reigning? They're doing something on the earth. They're conquering. They're putting Satan under Jesus' feet. Can you see that? They're putting down all principality, all authority, and all power. Can you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look over at Luke chapter 10. Luke, chapter Matthew, Mark, Luke. Look here in Luke chapter 10. Maybe we'll go to John. I wasn't planning on it, but since we went Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I'm going to show you one from John too. Luke chapter 10. This is the story of when Jesus had sent his 70 disciples out, and they returned. He had told them, go heal the sick and tell the people, preach to them, the kingdom of God is at hand. When you heal them, tell them, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. And in verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Who was subject unto them? Who were the devils subject to? Who were the devils? What does subject mean? That means they were ruling and reigning over them. Who were the devils subject to? Were they subject to Jesus? No, they were subject to the 70 through Jesus' name, through the authority of Jesus. They reigned through Jesus' authority over those devils. They put those devils under the feet of Jesus. Can you see that? Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. What he's saying there, you know, lots of people think, oh, well, that means, you know, way back when Jesus was in heaven and he saw Satan cast out into the earth with his angels and all sorts of stuff like that. No, what he's talking about there is that when they cast the demons out, when they cast the demon, Satan was cast out. Can you see that? Satan's reign was cast out. Satan was cast down from his place of authority. When it says fall from lightning as from heaven, it doesn't mean heaven where God lives. It means heaven up here in the sky. That's where Satan is the king. He's called the prince of the power of the air. So when Jesus says, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven, he means he was kicked out of his place of authority. He was kicked out of his place of authority up here in the heavens above our head. When you cast those demons, he's saying, yeah, I saw you kick him out. I saw him leap like lightning. Woo! He ran out of there like a dog with his tail between his legs. That's what he's saying. Can you see that? And look what he says next. This is what I want to focus on. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. I give unto you. I give unto you. He didn't say, I give unto me. Jesus did not say, I give unto me power. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And nothing shall by any... I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the... And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus exercises his reign. He's reigning right now. But he reigns through the church. He reigns. So if the church ain't doing nothing, guess what? Jesus ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the church doesn't do anything about Satan's reign, Jesus can't do anything about Satan's reign. If the church isn't doing anything about sickness and disease, Jesus can't do anything about sickness and disease. He can't. He can't do it. He can't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what I want you to see. Okay. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus has given us power, authority over all the power of the enemy. He's supposed to be reigning through us. Let's look at another scripture real quick. I said I'd show you one from John, so let's look at that real quick. Look here in John chapter 14. Jesus rules and reigns through the church. Why is Satan defeating people? Why is Satan keeping people sick, poor, destroyed, distraught? Because the church has been too busy playing religious games. Yeah, we'll play religious games. We'll build our great religious organization. Yes, the great, instead of building up the body of Christ, instead of growing up Christians to be a strong, fortified church and body of Christ, most Christians think the church is that thing that's made out of bricks and stones. That ain't the church. The Christians are the church. But it's a lot easier to build things of bricks and stone than it is to grow people up spiritually. Alleluia. 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 Here in John chapter 14, Jesus rules and reigns on the earth through the church, his body, the Christians. John chapter 14, look, it's verily I say unto you, verse 12, John 14:12, verily I say, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Doesn't that kind of remind you of Mark chapter 16? These signs shall follow them that believe. Verily I say, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Who has to do the asking? The church, the Christians, those that believe in Jesus. They got to do that. Who will do the doing? Jesus. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Guess what? The church ain't been asking anything. The church has not been, you know, I'll show you later on, but I'm out of time right now, that's really talking about using your authority. But I'm out of time. I'm not finished. Come back next week. Listen. Come to church this Sunday, 9:30 a.m. if you want to grow, if you want to learn about what belongs to you as a Christian. We have tremendous children's services. We have fantastic, awesome praise and worship. The power of God is there. The anointing of God is there. The presence of God is in these services. Come on out, 9:30 Sunday mornings at Southwest High School in El Centro. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Thank you.